Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 18th day of April, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and we're still in a fucking world of shit. A worse world of shit than the last time we spoke. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And same old, you know, we got some snow in the forecast, and there's snow on the ground, and fucking, this is spring, you know, and fucking, yeah, I mean, usually you can count on a fucking, a little blast of snow once in a while in the springtime. You're going to get two or three, but this is just fucking like, this is like early winter. And it's staying that fucking way. And then you look in the forecast, it's staying that fucking way. Only you're not going to get enough snow to fucking matter, just enough to make you goddamn miserable because, we, you know, there are people out there controlling the weather and they're thinking about us and they fucking love us. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into. 150% more adverse vaccine effects are events reported in the last 15 months than in entire 32-year history of VAERS database. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, 150% more adverse vaccine effects reported in the last 15 months than entire 32-year history of VAERS database. This is from Free Thought Project, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And don't forget, in the 70s and the swine flu, when it reached 10,000, they shut it down. But see, they understand that where they fucked up is with the fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. We shoved it back down their fucking throat, and the oligarchs at the top propagandists are telling them that cannot happen. Once you shove a lie that big back down our fucking throat, we're fucked, and they know they're fucked. According to the CDC, VAERS is a national early warning system to detect possible safety problems in U.S. licensed vaccines. And it's not a fucking vaccine. It should have never been described as a vaccine. It should not be called a fucking vaccine. And just, it's like COVID-19. It doesn't exist. There is no vaccine for that which doesn't exist. Which existed is a fucking biological agent made to fucking alter the fucking genes. I mean, the DNA in the human beings so that we'll all be submissive and fucking take a bullet to the fucking head or just die of whatever kind of shit they want to put in the shot that they put in our arm. And given the sheer volume of reports, alarm bells should be sounding everywhere. They should. They just should, people. Why aren't they? I can't figure this out. Yet they are not. While the CDC assures that their database is inaccurate, The volume of claims should be enough to raise some serious flags. Like I said, they shut the swine flu down over 10,000 deaths in fucking the 70s when they tried the same fucking shit. The most current numbers from the CDC came out on April 1st, 2022. The most recent, most recent numbers consist of 1,446,252 total adverse events, including 49,535 reports of permanent disability post-vaccination, 30,032 life-threatening events, 147,361 hospitalizations, 1,030 birth defects, and 26,699 reported deaths. Again, they shut the fucking swine flu fucking death shot down at 10,000. We more than doubled that, almost tripled it. While we are told by officials not to be concerned with the data, if we compare it to previous data, the recommendations to ignore it ignore the data. I love it, man. Becomes utterly asinine. Prior to the emergency, the use authorization of the COVID jab in December of 2020, the entire history of VAERS, there had only been 930,953 adverse events reported over the course of 32 years. In just 15 months, however, there nearly 1.5 million reports, a number that eclipses all previous reports, and all of them are for the COVID vaccine. Vaccine. It ain't a vaccine. It's fucking quit calling it a fucking vaccine. This is how they have fucking fucked with us for millennia. A democracy. It's a democracy. No, this ain't a fucking democracy. Never fucking was. Never was proposed to be one. We were warned against it being a democracy. Oh, that's a democracy. Fuck you. The only way we're going to shut your lying fucking mouth is with the goddamn when we put the dirt in your fucking face. Let that sink in. There have been 150% more reported adverse events for a single vaccine. It's not a fucking vaccine. It is a biological fucking kill agent. It is a goddamn agent that is designed to fucking reconstruct your fucking DNA and change who you are. In last 15 months than have ever been reported in the history of VAERS for all vaccines. The VAERS, when they put that vaccine with vaccines, it's not a fucking vaccine. You fuckers that are writing this know that. Why are you doing this, you shill motherfuckers? Are you part of this goddamn little fucking Jew group they put together to try to just work this propaganda in with doublespeak? It is not a vaccine. Stop calling it. Who is this fucker? Free Thought Project? I know who you are, you son of a bitch. Are you helping out your buddies? Are you making lots of fucking money, you cocksucker? It is not a vaccine. You stop calling it a vaccine. Fucking shill. The VAERS database normally receives anywhere between 30,000 and 50,000 reports annually, with roughly 8% to 13% classified as serious, e.g., associated with disability, hospitalization, life-threatening illness, or death, according to the CDC VAERS master search tool. In 2021, VAERS received a more than 3,000% increase in adverse event reports, and yet we are told not to worry. Perhaps this is why Pfizer, according to recently released FDA documents from February 2021, hired 600 employees to process adverse events. We know what it is. We know they're trying to fucking call the population of the fucking world and bring us all into fucking slavery under a one world Zionist empire. We understand your fucking goal. And with the people that are going to take this shit have took it. The rest of us live in the fucking jungle. Bring it on in. Let's get this fucking fight over with, you cocksucking cunts. Now, what do we go to next here? I don't like that one for right off the gate. God damn it, there was another one there that went right with this here. Let me find it just a second here. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Second global COVID summit. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist, you global ass sucking motherfuckers. And we'll never accept it no more than we accepted that 9/11 existed. We know it didn't. We know what you fucking are. We know what your intent is. You think, I was watching one of these fucking videos on the site. And this guy's talking about being all connected, connecting your brain into a computer and all this future shit. But right throwing in with it is fucking fags. It's the sex thing that the fucking religion caused, you know. Where, you know, boy, hey man, I'll tell you fucking faggots what. If y'all were a bunch of, if the whole world were butt fuckers, there wouldn't be none of us here. We'd have been over with real fucking quick. You sick in the head, mental fucking illness, son of a bitches. And you transvestite motherfuckers, what's there, five of you? Go jump off a fucking cliff together. Hold hands and jump. Second global COVID doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist either. COVID and COVID-19, they're fucking going back and forth. COVID is fucking a coronavirus, which is a goddamn fucking cold. Been on the back of the Lysol can since the fucking, 40s? Cement. Announced main goal will be to vaccinate everyone on the planet everywhere. You fucking ain't gonna do it. You know you ain't gonna fucking do it. You wanna get fucking shot? Try it. But nobody's gonna take a bullet to fucking put a fucking needle in somebody else's arm that don't fucking want it. It just ain't worth dying for. You got it? Maybe you can find some of these third world son of a bitches that think it's worth dying for. We'll pile them up like fucking cordwood. The Biden White House announced its participation in a second global COVID-19 doesn't exist. I'm going to say it even when they put up COVID. I mean, they're trying to play word fucking games here. This is that bunch I told you about. I watched the fucking video on them. They think they're fucking sharp. You're not. You're fucking fools. You're already defeated by the truth. You cannot change the truth. You can play these fucking games. Conspiracy theory, your ass. You're the conspiracy theory, you fucking faggots. And everybody fucking knows it. The goal of this new summit, aiming to bring solutions to vaccinate the world for everyone. Give it good fucking luck. You ain't vaccinating me, you son of a bitch. Let's see here. They're still pushing the experimental vaccines that were off in a few months. That wear off in a few months. No fucking bullshit. They're not fucking vaccines. I mean, with the CDC, they can write right down there, we're killing you guys. We're culling the fucking world population. 3 months later, they say, we're saving the world population. Well, they said they were saving the world, but we're here. You see, this is an earlier document here where they say that they're killing you. When they say it's not a fucking vaccine. And now they're calling it, they think they can just fucking... We're so goddamn stupid, just whatever they say, we mimic it and fucking we believe it. But we don't. Then you've got your little handful of fucking goddamn clones. You've got your handful of fucking stupid people. And they are a tiny fucking handful. And we're going to wipe you fuckers out for trying this shit on us. You think, I watched that little prick on that goddamn thing about... hooking your mind's computer in the new, what this COVID-19, what the real reset's all about, you know, fucking everybody's going to be fucking, we're going to get rid of all those useless eaters. Who's going to get rid of them, son of a bitch? You? Are you going to do it? I get hungry. I will fucking eat you, you dumb son of a bitch. Put you on a fucking spit and fucking roast you. You're a little wimpy. I mean, I love it. These wimpy little fucking punk bitches are these old fucking retarded goddamn pedophiles stepping up to the fucking mic and telling you what they're going to fucking do to you. Well, I'll tell you what, buddy, between the idea and the reality lies the shadow, and in that shadow lies your fucking death. A slow, hard fucking death, you criminal, sick in the mind, fucking diabolical fucking monsters. You're like having goddamn Mangala with a free fucking rain on the world. Well, he ain't got one because I'll kill Mangala. I'll put a bullet right through that motherfucker's head. And I'll do it by the law of my people. The absolute, unalienable, ratified by we the people, absolute law of December 15, 1791 that you are in gross fucking violation of to the point of treason and sedition. That gets you a fucking bullet through your head. Not to mention you've declared war on we the fucking people. We okay, we got your fucking declaration. Let's start doing it. Let's get it over with. I mean, this is how they fight their wars, though, people. That's what you got to understand. This is how they fight, like a fucking sleazy, worm shit-eating motherfuckers they are. We're going to sleaze over here and try to crawl up your ass. No, you're not. Well, we're going to try. We might try something else. Well, so tomorrow we're going to sleaze over here. We're going to try to fucking crawl up your fucking leg. No, you're not. You're not going to do nothing. We'll blow your fucking asses out of this goddamn country. And then when you force us to the goddamn task, we are going to finish the task. We'll never have this laying upon another generation of our people. Ever. We will put such measures in place that will ensure it. For immediate release, this is the White House from Washington. April 18th, 2022. Joint statement between the United States, Belize, Germany, Indonesia, and it looks like Signagal, on the announcement of the second global COVID-19 summit. The United States, now listen, you heard what I just read about all these fucking deaths and everything. If more than in 32 years of all the other vaccines, see, I almost did it myself. That's how fucking propaganda works. The vaccines. Not this fucking biological kill agent they're calling a vaccine that they know is not a vaccine, that they have told you is not a vaccine, but is a goddamn DNA altering fucking goddamn biological kill agent. Summit chair Belize in Cryocom chair Germany holding the G7 presidency. Indonesia, see G7, what does G7, that's government 7 presidency? See, this is the new fucking world order. This is that one world order motherfucking, this, they're creating another government out of thin air here, people, and thinking they're gonna fucking oppress us under it. It's time to fucking put bullets in their fucking heads for even the fucking, they have no jurisdictional authority. They had no jurisdictional authority in these goddamn cocksuckers and, these fucking Jewish fucking Americans in fucking the goddamn highest seats of office in violation of fucking the law cannot fucking give them permission. They don't own us. We own ourselves. They aim to kill us. We aim to kill them first. Indonesia holding the G20 presidency and Senegal. As African Union chair, are pleased to announce we will co-host the second global COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. Never been isolated in any study. Something that does not been isolated cannot fucking exist. And they know it doesn't exist. They've admitted it doesn't exist. But this was the breakdown of their fucking plan. COVID-19 was the cornerstone, and it was kicked to shit. It was crumbled. It was made into the fucking pile of mud that it fucking was. And that's why they had to come back. This is where we lost it, guys, at COVID-19. We should have never fucking gave an inch. We should have. Yeah, you should have, you motherfuckers. You should have came and fucking faced our fucking... You should have come on into the jungle. We're waiting on you. Union chair are pleased to announce we will co-host the second... COVID-19 doesn't exist. Summit, which will be held virtually on May 22nd, 2022. The summit will redouble our collective communism, collectivism, repugnant to fucking individualism, collective efforts to end the actual phase that, in the actual, the, I'm sorry. The acute phase of the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Never has existed. We know it don't exist. Pandemic. There is no such shit. and prepare for future health threats. The future grabs a fucking power. See, just like they used the goddamn Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause in that fucking Constitution never was, they're going to use this COVID thing to grab fucking power, they think. We got to kill them. That's the only way you stop these motherfuckers. This is a goddamn attack on our sovereignty, on our goddamn liberty, on our goddamn freedom. This is an attack on our people, on our law, ratified by us, in our country, that belongs to us. We defend it or we fucking die. This summit follows the first global COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. See, they're trying to say it a zillion times because they know that that's what finally happened is people just started, doesn't exist. COVID-19 started doing what we were doing. I mean, we outnumber them. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not exist. See, just saying it over and over ain't Goebbels working, is it? It ain't fucking working. COVID-19 doesn't exist summit covered by the United States on September 22nd, 2021. In advance of the May 22nd summit, we are calling on the world's leaders, members of civil society. What the fuck are you talking? There are no world members of no world government. We can't have that. Our ninth article fucking forbids it. You try fucking starting another government, you're trying to overthrow we the fucking people. That is goddamn an attack on our sovereignty. We will blow your fucking heads off. We will destroy you to a man, and then we will go across this planet. We'll make sure that you're never a fucking threat to our people again. You don't fucking know us. You're starting to find out. Non-governmental organization, philanthropists, and the private, see, philanthropists, please, a private son, fuck you fucking private son of a bitches. You think you're bulletproof? Is that what you're thinking? Because you're fucking wrong. And that's who, we'll have to fight your fucking Pope's little brown army, your little fucking cannon fodder motherfuckers, but we're going to try to get past them. We're going to try and walk right past them and put a fucking bullet through your fucking head. Get that through your head. Philanthropists and private sector to make new commitments and bring solutions to vaccinate the world. Save lives now and build better. The only lives you're looking to save are your fucking own. You have fucking what you have done to the world. The world deserves to make you not exist on this planet. We have the right to snuff you out. Like if you were, you're the fucking virus. You are the fucking pandemic. You are the biggest threat to human life on this fucking planet. And it is our goddamn duty to fucking eliminate you. Save lives, your own fucking life. But now and build better health security for everyone everywhere. The emergency and spread of the new variants, all of a sudden, people, we lived for 200 years and we had sicknesses here, sicknesses there. They claim the pandemic of fucking back during the fucking revolutionary or the fucking hijacking of the fucking uprising called the Revolutionary War. They claim that, kind of shit and stuff. But I mean, goddammit, we fucking, all these years we survived, just all the fucking sudden, every fucking week there's another one attacking us. If there is this shit out there, are you making it, motherfuckers? If you are, why aren't we killing you? Why aren't we fucking taking your labs out? Why aren't we taking you out? Why aren't we taking your family out for dinner? You motherfuckers. You want to fucking kill our families? We'll kill your fucking families. That's how it works. Tit for fucking tat, motherfucker. You are in violation of our law. Get the fuck out of our country. Get the fuck away from us. Take everybody you brought here with you, back out of here. We're not a part of your fucking one world fucking system. We're a sovereign fucking country known as the United States of the Americas, and nobody's allowed here but us. And we want all our fucking goddamn riches you've stolen from us back. All our gold, all our silver, we want it fucking back. Or you're going to end up eating fucking ICBMs. I swear to you, if we fucking get control of this country, you motherfuckers are going to pay in ways you can't even imagine. The emergence and the spread of the new variants like Omicron, Omicron, Timpticron, Impty Dom. I'll name one after Laura Gron. Oh, shit like that. have reinforced the need for a strategy aimed at controlling. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't. I've seen that fucking word since that day I told you. See, it's disappeared, people. And damn, you don't think they listen to this fucking broadcast? The next day, I must have seen fucking 20 fucking times on the first fucking article. But see how they keep repeating it. It doesn't fucking exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19's bullshit. Never been fucking isolated. Does not exist. Worldwide, together we can, mitigate the impact of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. And see, you could see right there, if you were really writing and you were writing about something real, you could have put the virus, because you just now fucking said it. You just said what, I mean, mention it every fucking sentence. They want to stick it in there because they want to, it has to exist, guys, or they lost their cornerstone, their new fucking world order, their goddamn. Hey, I want you to hook up to one of those goddamn machines, you ignorant son of a bitches. I want you to hook your mind into a computer so that I can take my taser and zap that fucking computer and put you where you fucking belong. And protect those at the highest risk with vaccinations. See, there they are. See, they're bringing back all the terminology that has been proven to be bullshit, even fucking admittedly by them is bullshit. But they think if they just keep saying it, it's not going to work, you old propaganda, stupid fool motherfuckers. You're not going to get this. What you're going to get is fucking hung. A lot of you, I seen the fucking things. You're so fucking old, you couldn't care less. You got 2 days left. You're standing on a banana pill on one foot, another foot in the fucking grave. But do you like that little young fucker on there, that little Jew prick? You better fucking care, son of a bitch. You say you want to get inside, hide my fucking body. You want to surveil the inside of my body? I want to surveil the inside of your body. Only I'm not going to be quite so fucking delicate about it. Testing and treatments, actions to minimize disruption to routine health services, and through support of the ACT accelerator multilateral mechanism. See, they're going to start some acts. Well, that's a UN act. You see, that's law. No, it fucking ain't. It violates the fucking highest law in this land. We are sovereigns. This land is sovereign. If we don't recognize the fucking United Nations, it is not a place. It's a fucking thing in cyberspace. It is a fucking, it's the international corporate mafia. They meet in different fucking places under different fucking names. Same motherfuckers, same fucking goddamn intent, same agenda. Oh, we got an agenda now too, and that is to wipe you off the face of this fucking planet. We must prepare now to build, sustain, and finance the global capacity we need. Not only, it's just like they're talking to us like they're our goddamn, you're not my fucking government, motherfucker. Neither is these cocksuckers in Washington. You never had the consent of the people. That fucking Constitution was never consented to by the people. We live under autonomy, under our fucking, we know what our law is. We've got copies of it all over the fucking place and more every fucking day. And you are in gross fucking violation to the point of sedition and treason that'll put your fucking ass up against the wall or put a rope around your neck. Simple. We can give you a fucking trial. It might last only about a fucking hour because what you have done is prima facie. You've shouted out your fucking treason and you're going to fucking pay for it. You will meet justice. For emerging, COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Variants don't exist because the COVID-19 doesn't exist. But also future health crises. To help achieve these goals, we urge all countries and stakeholders. And now there's stakeholders in this COVID-19 doesn't exist. Stakeholders, you mean the fuck Pfizer, $190 billion, and all the people making billions of dollars and the shit, you know, fucking handing it over to the fucking filthy rich, the 1%. The 1% needs some more. They got gold faucets on their yachts are so heavy with gold, they got to get flotation devices to keep them from sinking. Shareholders to pledge to take urgent action to create the system we need to end the acute phase, and the system they want is the fucking New World Order. Fuck you and your New World Order. We're a sovereign fucking country. We're staying that way. We are individual sovereign nationals. We're staying that fucking way. You want to fucking die? Come fucking try to change it. Try to fucking invade us. Try to take away our fucking law. Try to take away our fucking sovereignty. Try to take away our autonomy, you son of a bitches. Not save lives. I love that. The only lives they're looking to save are their fucking own. And build better health, security, and health system, because that's what it's all about. If you, I mean, if you won't trade your liberty for security, what's wrong with you? God damn, that used to be one of the, I mean, even as a kid in school, you would hear it. Anyone that would trade liberty for safety will get, deserves neither and will get neither. I mean, that was one of the sayings of our fucking, you know, to get you to go, so you jump in a goddamn, airplane and fly over to Vietnam and kill fucking people you don't even fucking know for reasons you don't even fucking know, or some other country, or under the guise of fucking stopping the spread of international communism while the Communist Party is holding conventions in your goddamn country, you goddamn fools. The summit will build on the themes and commitments made at the first summit and will place all emphasis on supporting locally led solutions to both immediate and long-term challenges, including getting shots into arms. Give her a fucking go. Why do you keep talking this shit? You're like a mouthing little motherfucking punk. You mouth until somebody bitch slaps you flat of your ass and you fucking piss yourself. You ain't gonna do nothing. Deploying tests and treatments, especially for the highest risk populations, expanding and protecting the health workforce, and minimizing disruptions to routine and essential health services, enhancing access to medical. See, this is what they're trying to do here is fucking been done, tried in different fucking ways. They're trying a fucking goddamn a medical, a goddamn, what would you call it? I guess it would be a medical fucking tyranny. A medical tyranny, just like that general welfare clause in that phony fucking constitution it never was. Well, we're doing this for the emergency. Well, there is no emergency fucking clause in the Bill of Rights that allows you to suspend it, son of a bitch. That allows you to violate it, son of a bitch. You violate that motherfucker, you get shot. You try to make up some kind of authority that you say overrides the authority of we the people, you get shot. That's fucking war, motherfucker. That's what we went to war in 1775 for, and by God, we'll do it again. We're itching to do it, in fact. So why don't you get your fucking tough-talking asses out here and do it? Enhancing access to medical countermeasures, including research and development. This is steal your fucking money. Take like the money over there in the Ukraine. Money for here, you know, the COVID-19 money being fucking used to fucking house and bring in illegals into this fucking country. What's their true fucking agenda, people? We know what their fucking agenda is. They're trying to bring in their new world, one world fucking government. Under communism and fascism, and they'll be the capitalists and we'll be the goddamn slaves. Ain't gonna happen, son of a bitch. We got guns, we got bullets, we got fucking every kind of armor you can think of. You wanna fucking fight us, do it. But I'm telling you rich motherfuckers, you one percenters at the top, you are gonna be target number fucking one. The people that get you will go down in history, they will have gold fucking goddamn medals hanging off of them. You're the head of the snake, and we know it, and we're going for the fucking head this time. We're not going to just go and slaughter each other in big fields where you could go and you can ride around and sit up on the hill on a goddamn horse and watch us slaughter each other, then ride down and well, I won the day because I got one more guy left alive than you. That ain't how it's going to work this time around, son of a bitches. We know who you are. We know what you are. And you think that fucking between the 400 million of us, I mean 40 million of us, we can't track your fucking asses down and do you? You're fucking wrong. Generating sustainable financing for pandemic, this is here. This looks like a new tax at this new government, this one world government's talking about imposing a tax on us here, people. What do you think about that? I think shove your fucking tax up your ass. It'll be a cold day in hell when I give you one fucking penny, you fucking pricks. Give you some lead. Pandemic preparedness, health security, and health systems. You bet. This is how they grow it. This is how they grew it out of the goddamn general welfare clause. This little bit, but they're doing it really, really fast because they're running out of fucking time. People are saying, fuck you, no, we know what you're fucking doing, and we're not going to let you snuff us out. We just so fucking outnumber you, we will fucking wipe your ass out with pure numbers. We'll run you out of fucking bullets. And then then it'll just be whatever's left of us in, with our hands around your motherfucking necks. Think about it, boys. Because it's coming. I know you're sitting there, man, fucking like I've said it many times. 20 years ago, somebody told me this shit be going down like this. Pfft, nah, it fucking never happened. Couldn't happen. This could never happen. That's what you're doing right now. What the hell? They could never take us over. I don't know. You better count them. You better take your fucking shoes off, too, because there's a lot to count. And you need more than your fingers. And you better do some fucking counting. Because, yes, we are, and yes, we fucking will. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Way down North Carolina lives a legend of a man unknown. Down that road, fools living like there's no tomorrow. He's got a rasp in his voice and works it on the day before. Middle finger flying high, yeah.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:15 Pacific time, and that was Hogjaw with North Carolina Way. So something to distract for a few minutes. Take a drink of coffee, regroup, get back to this new fucking new IG report reveals Biden regime wasted $17 million on unused hotel rooms meant for illegal and ICE contractors. This is from Getaway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. How many of you guys can afford to go rent a fucking shit, dirt, fucking motel room for one fucking night to fucking, you know, to get away from it all? I mean, goddamn, you're looking at $100 for a fucking dump. And these guys, I mean, these, they're just spending money like they, like it's theirs. Well, they can put all the digits they want out there, but we're not responsible for it. That 14th Amendment ain't worth the paper it's fucking written on, and we know it. We're gonna hand your asses over to them son of a bitches, but they're gonna give our goddamn money back. I mean, our gold and our silver, you stupid pricks. From Gateway Pundit, sent in by Misty, and yet another brutal indictment of the Biden administration handling of the southern border. The Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security released a new report this week detailing several procedural violations and millions of waste taxes. Just saying, I mean, they've talked about, I wasted $1 million. People fucking scrounging to get something to fucking eat. People living under goddamn highway underpasses. All we did, it's just a few million. It's a mill. A fucking $1 million of wasted taxpayer dog. We wasted it. Doggone us. Million wasted taxpayer dollars through border operations by immigration and custom enforcement, ICE officials and contractors. Oh, them contractors. You're all fucking contractors. Quit trying to fucking play games with the fucking words some more. Following the $80 million plus contract that the Biden administration awarded to the nonprofit group, that nonprofit is non-tax. It's not nonprofit, it's non-fucking tax. Their goddamn CEOs fly around in fucking planes just like the CEOs of every goddamn fucking corporation do. Non-tax group endeavors to provide hotel room lodging or for illegal immigrants. The IG report found a lack of justification given for the exorbitant amount of money being allocated, leading to millions in wasted dollars. In all, a whopping $17 million was wasted on empty rooms in six hotels between April and June of 2021. Made 2 months, people. $17 million while you sit and fucking want your goddamn dollar get more worthless every day. You fucking eat less. You eat less better food. You fucking stay colder. And it's your goddamn fucking wealth that they're spending without any jurisdiction. I mean, they're a fucking invasion force. Fucking kill them out of here. It is our right. This is our fucking country. These fucking goddamn international corporate mafia motherfuckers have no jurisdictional fucking authority in this goddamn bounds of the United States of these Americas. And it's up to us to enforce it. It's happening. Why? Because we're allowing it. The decision to award Endeavors the housing contract for illegals was also criticized at the time because the Biden administration subverted the traditional selection process and allowed the non-profit to secure the contract without opening it up to any competition. Well, they're called, what the fuck are you acting like? And in little pieces, like there's some kind of remnants of some kind of fucking order in this goddamn country. This is fucking mafia. They fucking do it by shaking hands and winks and fucking secret handshakes from the fucking secret societies. And while they're fucking got $17 million here in 2 months for illegal fucking aliens, little fucking kids in this country are living under fucking bridges in the goddamn winter and going hungry. American nationals. But that's not who they represent now, is it? And they're admitting it to you now. I mean, before it was like they were denying it. Well, I don't know if they are. No. You're all out of excuses. You're allowing this shit. Also called a no-bid contract, in other words. This relationship has been shady since the beginning. It's a fucking mafia. Run out of fucking Ukraine. It's called the goddamn Biden mafia. Hunter Biden's the fucking goddamn CEO and fucking the big guy, the fucking deadhead that had the fucking clout because over for 100 years of service, or not service, or fucking sucking at the fucking trough of the goddamn people. Well, he's the big guy. He gets his cut too, which goes right back to old Hunter and his whores and his fucking crack fucking parties. I mean, goddamn, they have it on goddamn fucking, you can watch it on fucking YouTube. Crack parties. Jesus. Spending package or even the $3 billion that's been sent to Ukraine so far, the complete waste of millions in taxpayer dollars is a notable issue. What about the 28 fucking trillion that's missing? I mean, if this is just a notable issue, it's gone tomorrow, right? $28 trillion fucking dollars they can't account for. God damn, if you couldn't account for $700 on the fucking tax that you do not owe that they cannot fucking put upon you as an American national, by God, it would be serious business, people, tracking down that $700 fucking dollars. $28 trillion they've stolen from us. And nobody goes looking for $28 trillion. That's because they are the ones that got it in their fucking pocket, ain't it? The fact that over 3 million illegals that we know of have crossed the border since Biden took office and the subsequent overcrowding in ICE facilities should suggest that there would be no vaccines. See, here they go. These fuckers are going for broke. It's not, there's no fucking vaccine. There's no fucking vaccine. There's no fucking vaccine because there's no COVID-19. There's no COVID-19. It doesn't exist. To have a vaccine, by definition, the vaccine is the goddamn, natural fucking immunity that pops up in the, when you identify the fucking, virus itself, the immunity that pops up, that's what they make the vaccine out of. It's not a vaccine. They've said it right on the CDC site that it is not a fucking vaccine. But here they are. This is propaganda 101. Keep saying it over and over again. Well, I'm going to keep telling them over and over again. It is not a fucking vaccine. It is a biological kill agent that attacks your fucking DNA. In any of the hotel rooms, how did almost one-fourth of the money end up being spent on nothing? Well, it wasn't spent on nothing. Didn't you see the Hunter Biden and his fucking coke parties and his horror parties and all the shit that it was being spent on? And it's not that it's being spent, it's being stashed. This is part of their fucking dynasty. You got the Biden dynasty. You tell me that those mentally fucking defective son of a bitches should be anything more than ditch fucking diggers. And you'd have to stab somebody standing there to keep them in a straight line or they'd dig a crooked ditch. In addition to the misuse of funds and the lack of justification for awarding so much, the report also concluded that ICE officials and their contractors committed repeated violations of COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist protocols. So much so that the IG stated ICE was putting the outside public at risk with their careless handling of illegal aliens, proving once again the COVID... Goddamn COVID. See, then they throw COVID in there. COVID is a fucking flu. The flu does it. There is flu. There's always been flu. The common cold. How many times did you hear it growing up? You can't cure the common cold. Boy, it was the perfect fucking thing for them to call COVID-19 a CCTV thing. It has a 0.06 fucking death fatality rate. But man, this is going to end the fucking world. This is like the Spanish flu. And we got to start grabbing fucking power. We're just going to start making dictates. We know it's against the law. We know that what we're doing is fucking treason and fucking sedition. And we can have a rope put around our necks. We've declared war on that bill of rights of yours, that law of yours that says that we can't do this to you. Well, motherfucker, you got that goddamn war. Measures aren't about saving lives or protecting peoples. It's about power and control. No fucking shit. God, every day I get knocked off my fucking feet by something like this. This guy figured, who in the hell is this man? Gateway pundit, you figured, you discovered uranium, people. In short, the report found that just about every procedure across the board was not being followed properly. No. I will not believe that my fucking government of, for, and by the people would ever do anything dishonest like this. I mean, there may be a few bad apples, but I mean to say that this whole government of, for, and by the people, unconsented to by the people, a fucking hijacking of a fucking popular fucking uprising for, of the people for their rights. No, not these fuckers. They would never do that. They're not an international fucking corporate mafia. Hell no. They just look so much like one. That's what it is. They act so much like, wait a minute, if it's a duck, I mean, if it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it waddles like a duck. The fucker's probably a duck. I think they might be doing it. Oh, I like this one right here. A Robin Hood mentality emerges on the streets of America as gangs of thieves start to prey upon the rich. From the economic collapse sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Looks like somebody's coming out of the jungle. They're venturing out of the jungle, and I hope they fucking rip these rich fuckers all apart. Hey, you want to be the ruling class? Look what the goddamn peasants can do to your ass. Highly organized gangs of thieves are specifically searching for wealthy targets, and those targets are often being followed all the way home before being attacked. I suppose the thieves must think that it makes a great deal of sense to target the wealthy. Yeah, because robbing the rich is certainly a lot more lucrative than robbing the poor. I don't know. It's on what scale you're doing it, I suppose. In Los Angeles, the police are openly admitting that over a dozen gangs are specifically targeting individuals that appear to have a lot of money. Oh, ain't that a shame. More than a dozen Los Angeles gangs are targeting some of the city's wealthiest residents in a new and aggressive manner, sending out crews in multiple cars to find, follow, and rob people driving high-end vehicles or wearing expensive jewelry, according to the police. To police, police that can't exist, police that aren't there. Your fucking corporate enforcers are coming up against the jungle. In many cases, they're making off with designer handbags, diamond-studded watches, and other items worth tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, and then peddling them to the black market buyers who are willing to turn a blind eye to the underlying violence, police said. Fuck police. There are no police. There cannot be no police. Not unauthorized. No consent from the people. For the phony ass fucking republic that they presented to ever have any power over we the people. According to Captain Jonathan Tippett, at least 17 gangs in Los Angeles are now conducting these sort of attacks. According to Captain Jonathan Tippett, who spearheads the task force, police have identified at least 17 gangs, most based out of South LA and operating independently, that are involved. There were 165 such robberies in 2021 and 56 so far this year, he said, including several over the weekend. Once upon a time, criminals would approach and politely ask you to hand over your belongings. Yeah, well, welcome to the jungle, son of a bitch. The people aren't quite so polite here in the jungle. Needless to say, those days are gone, long gone. In fact, these gangs often physically attack their wealthy victims without even saying a word. There's no chance or opportunity for these victims even to comply. They're just running up to people, attacking them, whether that's putting a gun in their face or punching them and beating on them, Tippett said, pistol whipping them as well. Ouch, that must hurt. I must hurt more being the ruling class and getting your ass whooped around by a bunch of fucking goyim peasants that you plan to fucking rule as slaves. Those are supposed to be my slaves. What the hell are they doing beating on me and taking my shit? Well, you found the jungle, son of a bitch. In some cases, police determined that gang members inside high-end venues serve as spotters for those outside, Tippett said, alerting them when wealthy targets are heading out. Whoa, organized even, huh? Ouch! Uh-oh! Sadly, the pace of these attacks appears to be accelerating. Maybe they'll just keep accelerating just like you keep accelerating the fucking attempt to remove our fucking Bill of Rights and put us under fucking slavery to you, you cocksuckers. There was a time when most violent crime was confined to the poorest part of Los Angeles. People woke up in the jungle. Ain't nothing left here in the jungle. You done stole it fucking all. The only place to go get it's where it was, where they hauled it off to. Los Angeles and those that lived in the wealthiest neighborhoods generally felt quite safe. You don't feel safe? Well, come on, you're the ruling class. Surely you feel safe. Where are your goddamn surrogates? Where are your goddamn where's your standing army at Blackwater, huh? Are they fucking sloughing on the job? But now everything has changed. Today, the largest increase in violent crime are happening in the wealthiest zip codes. Uh-oh! And in nearby Santa Monica, the Postal Service has actually suspended service because mail carriers were being attacked so often. So if things are this bad already, what will things look like in the country when economic conditions get really, really bad? Huh? That's when the whole fucking jungle explodes, huh? How you like that? You just got a little fucking dribbly-ass taste of it. How you gonna like that when that is the fucking whole goddamn, the whole fucking country, huh? You might want to think about that. Yeah, you fucking might. And if you have lots of money, you might want to think about ways that you can look poorer. You hear what they're saying, people? You better start looking poor because the goddamn poor people have broken out of the jungle and they're starting to fucking rip our asses to pieces. And our enforcers they're outnumbered. We don't got enough. And this isn't, I mean, these are just goddamn people attacking. These are fucking gangs. But hey, you know what? Like you said, they used to just attack each other's poor asses in the fucking inner cities. You know, down there in the poor side of the fucking tracks. But then you emptied the fucking poor side of the tracks. Well, if they want anything, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. Go get that 1%, man. They're the one that's got all the shit. And they stole it from you. They steal with their fucking computers. They take away your job. They put you out on the fucking street. And they fucking cry around when you come and fucking take it back. Just because you don't do it like a sleaze bag, you come up and you fucking just beat the fuck out of them and take it. Because those that appear to be wealthy will be preyed upon more than ever in the days ahead. And I have a feeling that that's quite fucking correct. I have a feeling that that's quite correct. Anyway, that's enough in that. Look at me in my day. And so we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, just look at how these people are doing it. I mean, somehow they got people that are working in the fancy hotels and the fancy fucking restaurants. And they're fucking marking the goddamn people who want to come out and flaunt, rub our faces in the fact that they have fucking made us fucking poor, that they think that they fucking rule over us. And they're marking them and they're making phone calls. And those people are getting the fucking shit trashed out of them and getting their shit taken, well, our shit, but belongs to the people, taken back away from them, in my opinion. And that is the word from the trenches.